Good morning and welcome to the Father's house. All right, here I come. I love you. I love you. I love you. Though I speak with the tongues of men and angels, I'm nothing. I love you. I love you. I love you. Though I can speak prophecies and I got all kind of faith to move mountains, I'm nothing. I love you. I love you. I love you. And though I give my body to be burned, and though I give all my money away to the poor, it doesn't mean anything. I love you. I love you. I love you. What I'm trying to say is what God says in His Word, 1 Corinthians 13. What He's trying to say, it does not matter if you got money, if you got faith that has great power, if you can speak real good, that doesn't impress God. What impresses God is that you love people. I love you, and I want God to be impressed with me. I think it would be good for God to be impressed with you. Love people. Give people an opportunity. Bless people. Love on them. That impresses God. Number two, I am not ashamed of the gospel. One of the things the gospel pulls out of you is that we need to repent. We need to go to God. We need His mercy, and we need His grace. I am not ashamed that I need His mercy and grace. I am not ashamed to go to God and say, God, forgive me. I messed up. I'm a sinner. I know You made me a saint through Your blood, but I mess up constantly. And I'm not ashamed of it. Some people, they act like they're ashamed. Some Christians act like, I don't mess up. And I don't want to let anybody know. I'm not ashamed. I'm in the front line, and I'm saying, Lord, I need Your grace. I need Your mercy. Forgive me. Forgiven. I'm forgiven. I receive it. I'm not ashamed of it. I'm going to Him right now. Father, right now in Jesus' name, forgive me. I know I messed up. I know I didn't do everything right, but thank You in Jesus' name. I am praying. One of my prayers for you this week is that you would intercede for people. People you know and people you don't know. That God would. I'm asking God to lay people on your heart. Lay people on your heart to pray for them. To lift them up. And they don't even know it. And it might be somebody you know. It might be somebody you don't know. You might even walk past. Sometimes I'm walking past people and God said, pray for them. Intercede for them. They don't even know it. They don't have to know. You don't have to stop them and say, hey, I'm praying for you. Just pray for them. Intercede. Pray for people. I'm praying that you'll do that. You'll begin to pray for people. When God first started dealing with me in this area, He said, man, pray for people. And I said, God, what do I get out of this? And God kind of rebuked me because He kind of said, you don't get nothing out of this. It ain't about you. You need to pray for people and ask me to do things in people's lives and bless them because it ain't all about you and what you're going to get. And I apologized. I said, I'm sorry, Lord. Help me to intercede. Help me be an intercede for people and lift people up. I pray that for you this week. Amen. All right, let's get into the Word. Psalms 33, 5. The first line, here's what it says. It says, God loves righteousness and justice. God loves righteousness and justice. I love justice. I love it. I love it. I like to watch Law and Order. I like to watch Matlock. But my favorite is Perry Mason. I'm old school. Perry Mason. Perry Mason is the man. He ain't never lost a case. That 1 hour show before it's over, he wins. He ain't never lost a case. He's a man. I love watching. I love it. And what I love about it is because I love that good or God always ends up winning. Good always wins. I love it. Everything might start out good, everything right, and then things go bad. We know the scene and the evil comes in. But at the end, before the show is over, good or God wins. God is good. Good always wins. I love that. I can't stand a show to end and evil wins. And sometimes I watch a show and evil wins and I start fussing and then they got a part two. And it's going to end right. It's just there's a part two. And I do something, and I'm like, okay, I can handle that. As long as good wins. I love justice. I love it. If you read the Bible, God is the same thing. He says it. He loves justice. And if you read the Bible and check it out, it says it's the same thing. The movie, the story, it's all the same. Good comes into the world, that's God. Evil comes into the world, we know that's Satan. Things happen, things go down, but at the end, God wins. I love justice. I love it. One of the things that sets Christians apart is we have love, joy, and peace. Love, joy, and peace in life. And that sets us apart from other people because we live in a world, there's a lot of hate, and yet we're walking by love. There's a lot of sadness and a lot of suffering, and yet we have joy. There's a lot of pain, there's a lot of war, there's a lot of strife, and yet we're at peace. Love, joy, peace. Count the baby in the world. Love there. There's love there. There's joy there. There's peace there. When I first got saved, man, I had love, joy, and peace. And I had it up here. Man, I first got saved. And in this world, all this stuff going on, all this hate, all this sadness, all this struggle and war and strife, and I had love, joy, and peace. But as my Christian walk started going on, I began to notice my love, joy, and peace would go down. And then things would go up, and then things would get better, and then they would go down. And up and down and up and down. And I started crying out to the Lord. I was like, Lord, what is going on? You know, my love, my joy, my peace sometimes is up here, and then it just drops. And I began to cry out to the Lord. And one of the things that was getting to me, causing my love and my joy and the peace to go up and down and up and down, was I was looking at life. And life is not fair. Life ain't fair. It's just not. And I was looking at life, and I'm a Christian, I'm a believer, and I got love, joy, and peace. But life was coming at me and coming at this world and people I know, and it wasn't fair. The legal system ain't fair. The educational system ain't fair. The political system ain't fair. The religious system, it's not fair. The financial system, it's not fair. Life, it just ain't fair. There's no justice. And it was bothering me. And I'd have love, joy, and peace, and then things would hit. And I'd drop. It wasn't fair. Racism ain't fair. It's just not fair. Classism ain't fair. Sexism ain't fair. It just wasn't fair. Stuff would hit. Life would hit. And it ain't fair. And my love and my joy and peace, when I faced it, it would just drop. And I'm like, God, what's going on? I know you don't want me up and down, up and down. And people would see me and they say, oh, Van, you always got love, you always got joy, you always got peace. I was faking it. I was fronting. I mean, I could front good, but I was faking it. Because it really, on the inside, God could read me. God knew what was going on. My love and my joy and peace was down. Because life was not fair. And I love justice. It's just, it wasn't fair. Disease, it wasn't fair. Who would get sick and catch cancer and all this stuff like that? And these were good people. It wasn't fair. Disasters hitting people who are already struggling. And now they get hit with this. It ain't fair. Death, people dying, good people dying. Why don't you kill the wrong people? Death. It ain't fair. Life was coming and my love, joy, and peace would just go down. And I'm trying to figure this out. I'm like, God, what is going on? Because life wasn't fair. And then God said something. He kind of began to speak to my heart. He said, Van, I know life isn't fair. But you know me, I'm a God of justice. I love righteousness. I'm fair. And I said, okay, I got you. All right, you're fair. I believe in you, God. I'm saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I got you. I believe you. That still ain't helping me anything. And God said, Van, I know life isn't fair, but I'm fair. And I say, yeah, Lord, I believe in you. That ain't helping me none. Whatever. And God had to say it again. I know God was like rolling his eye at the mic. What if we're slow? He said, Van, life isn't fair, but I'm God and I'm fair. I need you to have faith in me and I need you to trust me. Van, everybody who believes in me doesn't have faith in me and doesn't trust me. And he started talking to me a little bit more and explaining to me. He said, Van, you believe in me up here. You believe in me. But you don't trust me. I can tell by what comes out of your mouth. You don't trust me. There's no faith in your mouth. You believe, but you don't have faith. And you don't trust me. I'll explain what that means in a little bit. You believe, but you don't have faith, and you don't have trust. And that's why your love and your joy and peace is going up and down and up and down. And then he began to talk to me some more. He said, Van, you believe in me. I know. I remember when you gave your life to the Lord. You believe in me. But you got to have faith in me. Life and death is in the power of your tongue. What's coming out of your mouth? He reminded me of my son when he was in high school, and I took him to the dentist. And when I took him to the dentist, and they were going to work on his mouth, and there was some stuff they're going to do, and it was going to take a little bit of time. And so my plan was I was going to take off, run a quick errand real quick, and come back and wait for him. And so I left. I made sure he was set and everything in there. And so I took off, and I'm going down the road. It wasn't less than a minute. I get a call on my cell phone, and they said, sir, you need to come back. And I'm like, you're already done? And they're like, sir, you need to come back. And so I came back, and I come in there, and my son's, he's in there, and they're with him. And I said, well, what's going on? What's happening? And they said, your son won't open his mouth. We are ready to help him. We can fix his mouth. We can do what we need to do, but he won't open his mouth. He won't let us fix anything. Mouth is closed. He won't open. And then God hit me. That's when he hit me with it. He said, Van, you won't let me fix your mouth. You believe me. But with your mouth, you don't believe me. And so when life hits you and it ain't fair, you don't speak that God is fair. What comes out of your mouth is start complaining and fussing and cussing and mad and yelling and what is happening? No, this is what's happening. Your love and your joy and your peace is coming down. Because out of your mouth, instead of coming faith, okay, God's going to take care of this. Okay, God's going to handle this. Okay, God got me. I might be facing something in life, all the unfair things in life. God got me. And instead of coming faith out of my mouth, because life and death is in the power of the tongue. Instead of faith coming out of my mouth, fear and doubt and worry and murmuring and complaining was coming out of my mouth. And God couldn't fix my mouth. And God was saying, Van, I know you believe me here. Do you believe me here? And I caught on. I said, okay, God, I got you. And I started noticing my love and my joy and my peace started rising. I believe him here that God loves justice. And I started to believe him here with my mouth. I started to speak it and say what he says. Okay, God, I got you. But still, there was some struggle. Because still, I was going up and down and up and down. And because life ain't fair. There's some stuff that come at you. And it just ain't fair. And one of the things is with justice, you look at other people and they do things to you and they do things to other people and you want something to happen to them. And you want something to go down. And if it doesn't happen when you can see it and where you can see it, you get bent out of shape. Well, I got bent out of shape. And God was saying, Van, you don't trust me. If you trust me, you'll be all right. I got you. When I do this, what I mean, I'm talking about the trust fall. You ever heard of the trust fall? where somebody gets behind you or a group gets behind you, and you put your hands like this, and you just fall backwards. And you allow them to catch you. It's a trust fall. You can tell if somebody doesn't trust because they'll throw their hands up or they'll stick their butt out and they won't really fall. They'll just get into position, but they won't fall. They're in position, but they won't fall. And what God is saying, he said, man, when you trust me, it's just like a trust fall. You got to trust that I will take care of you. I'm God. I see everything. I don't miss anything. If anybody does wrong, what they sow, they will reap. I will pay everybody back for what they do. Any sin done, I will deal with it. And I will deal with it one way or the other. I either deal with it with my blood, I'll forgive them. If they come, if they seek repentance, I'll deal with their sin. I'll cover it with the blood. Or I'll punish them. If they won't repent, I'll deal with them. I will either reward and I will repay for anybody who's done right or anybody who's done wrong. I'm a just God. I love justice. But you got to trust me. Just because you don't see it, you got to trust me that I will do it. It's a trust fall. You got to believe me in your head. You got to believe me with your mouth. And you got to believe me, trust me, that I will take care of it. Here's what was happening. I wasn't trusting God. And so people would do me wrong, or I'd see people do other people wrong, and I was mad. I was like, God, get him now. Jump on him now. And unforgiveness would rise up in me, and anger and bitterness and rise up to me. And I'm like, God, you hadn't dealt with them yet. And God would say, I'm fair. I got it. Trust me. But I wouldn't trust. I'm in position. I believe him. I'm even speaking it about me, but about what's going on with them, I wouldn't let go. And so I wouldn't let go. And so unforgiveness is holding me, and bitterness and anger is holding me, because I want to see God do something. I want to see him do it in part one. On earth, this is part one. There's a millennium coming where he's going to run. He's going to set up the kingdom. He's going to run it the way he wants to run it. And God can either reward us here in part one or in part two. He's going to win either way. I wanted him to do stuff in part one. And I'm mad. And I'm upset. God, I want to see you deal with them now. And God said, I might deal with them later. Well, I want some dealt with later, and I don't want them dealt with now. And God's like, Van, first of all, who do you think you are? You're not God. I'm God. I wrote this story. There's a part one. There's a part two. I got it. I will have it. I'm a good God. I love righteousness and I love judgment. I love justice. Trust me, Van. Fall in my arms. Let go of your hate and let go of your bitterness and let go of your unforgiveness. Trust me. Believe in me. Have faith in me. Trust me. When I started doing that, my love, my joy, my peace. And if I could use an illustration, I'm at 3/4. A full tank, I'm at 3/4. I'm not going to claim I'm at full tank. I'm at 3/4. I can say that. I'm at 3/4. And now still stuff still happens every once in a while, and I'll drop down to a half, and I got to get it back up there. And I got to go back to what I know. I got to go, hey, God, I believe in you. And I start to speak it. And I check myself and make sure I'm trusting you. And my love and my joy and my peace goes up. It's not good if there's a fire going on and there's a fireman right there and he has all this outfit and the uniform and all this stuff and he's running around talking about, a fire! That ain't good. It's not good if there's a battle going on and I got a military man with his uniform on and his gun and everything and he's running around talking about, there's a war! It ain't good. We're Christians. What sets us apart is our love and our joy and our peace. We need to walk in our love and our joy and our peace. The way we do that, we believe in him. We confess, we speak it with our mouth, and we trust him. When we do that, people are looking at Christians and they'll see our love and they'll see our joy and they'll see our peace and they'll want it. Amen. Does that make sense? Hey, I love you. Blessings.